This week in The Wicked Wardrobe, I have the pleasure of having a chat with, let me get this right, a comfy. I'm going to need you to help me out. So, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I usually just go by like a comfy.
A comfy. Lovely. Yeah. Okay.
But most people usually just refer to me as AK because it's much easier than saying all that.
Okay. Well, AK. Okay, if I may. Thank you for joining me. Welcome into my little wardrobe space. How are you? Are you well today?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Just had a very relaxing day, chilling out, watching some streams and such.
Nice, nice. Well, I am really excited to sit down and just, you know, have a bit of a chat with you and find out how you contribute to the naughty and not naughty audio space and what naughty. You do here. Yeah. So first of all, how did you come up with this, with your username?
Keyboard Smash.
Yeah. Oh, I love
when
it.
I was like 12 years old, I smashed my hand on a keyboard because I needed a username and I wasn't creative at the time. So
I think that's a pretty creative approach.
Yeah.
That could have been a whole lot of, you know, punctuation marks.
Yeah, it could have been way worse, but it looks like something that could be something, I guess.
Yeah, I'm actually just looking at where those letters are on my keyboard right now. It's like, oh, yeah. I can see the K, the I, the O, the L, M. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's extremely creative, actually.
Wow.
All right. So AK it is for all purposes moving forward. So how do you contribute to the space, the ecosphere, the ecosystem? Thank you. I need to acknowledge. Thank you, Fairy Princess Lucy, for that. I think she needs to actually trademark that, calling it the Gone Wild ecosystem. So how do you contribute?
I make anywhere from like short to longer slow burn audios on Gunwald Audio and Gunwald Audio Gay for the most part, sometimes on Pillow Talk as well.
Okay.
Just I tend to try to keep things more on like the vanilla cutesy side just because I really, really enjoy that kind of content.
Yeah. Okay. So do you actually haven't had anyone? And I this is how I actually came. I've seen your posts on GWA, but I've been wanting to have a chat with somebody from GWA Gay, and it's not a part of the ecosystem that I am familiar with so much. I have listened to a handful, but I'm really excited you're here, and maybe you can give me a little bit of insight in those who are listening. So how did you first discover erotic audio?
Just through like browsing, getting more curious about stuff, getting bored of getting bored of looking through traditional porn and seeing like just gross tags, in my opinion, like just
as in visual
gross portrayals of sex.
So, and did you know about this genre of audio porn?
I knew of it as a thing, but I never really got into it until about, say, a year or two ago.
Okay.
I discovered audios through another site, and then I just went through a person's Twitter and I found Gunwald Audio, and I was like, wow, oh my god, people, this is like way bigger than I thought it could be.
Yeah. Have you always had a bit of a voice kink?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a type of person who has a bit of trouble visualizing things without vocal stimuli and such.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So definitely hearing voices is very nice, and I think voices are lovely.
Yeah, I agree. I guess, you know, it's why we're all here, right, in this in this space. So how long before you, how long were you listening or were you consuming content here? How long was it before you decided, well, you know, I'm going to have a go at this. I think I can do this too.
Probably a good 8 or so months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just I had gotten a, it's like a little dinky mic. It's a, I forget, what's it, Zoom H1N Handycam, I think is what it's called.
Yeah,
and I got that for Christmas, and it was supposed to be for music, but I was like having a really, really good spot, getting more of a, like a like a confidence booster. And I was like, I've always wanted to try something with like doing stuff vocally, but I didn't figure going straight into voice acting was feasible. And I didn't have like a YouTube platform. So I was like, you know what? Why not? I consume this stuff. Might as well give it a shot.
Absolutely. So you said you got the H1 and you got the Zoom for Christmas to record music, did you mentioned?
Yeah, like I won't pride myself on being a good singer. I just like singing. And yeah, and my father just got me that for Christmas. He's like, here you go.
Oh,
And then I
cool.
told him like a month after, I was like, hey, yeah, I'm using this to make audio porn.
Merry Christmas to me and
Yeah, thank
everybody who
you.
listens. Just, wow. How, what was his response to that? Because that's actually something I always like to
He
ask people I have a
said,
chat
quote
with.
unquote, well, I'm glad you're fucking using it. Like,
Literally.
I'm using it quite a bit.
Wow. Is that still the mic you use today?
For the most part, yeah. Like a lovely fella bought me a Blue Yeti, but I'm just
Oh, nice.
such not I such not. English is hard. I
It's all
am
good.
so
Speak
not
words.
good with
All good.
word speak.
Verbal typos.
I am not good with like all that tech junk, so
Okay.
I have just been like I've been struggling to find to get it to like the spot that I want it to sound to record, so I use that for the
Right.
most part.
Okay. Well, that I had finally just got a field recorder myself, and I got the H4N Pro. I hope I've got those letters and numbers around the right way. But yeah, I'm loving the versatility of being able to, have mic and recorder will travel to my bed, to my bath, to outdoors.
Yeah, anywhere.
So cool. So cool. Okay, so you started recording. Do you remember that first recording? And
I believe my first audio was 1st of July of last year.
Was it a original content? Was it an improv? Was
It
it
was
a script
a ramble
fill?
fab.
There we go. That's my thing. That's how I started too. Because it's like,
Yeah.
well,
That's what I tell people who like want to get into the field. I'm like, if you're nervous about filling a script or making improv, like, it is the easiest thing to do that. Go in because it gets you really intimate, it gets you really in there, and you can talk about literally whatever the fuck you want.
Because it's a ramble fat, people. No, I and that's how I started out with my phone. No, that seems to be the,
I have a funny story actually if you want to hear it about my
Yeah,
first
please. Yeah,
recording.
tell me.
So I had the Handycam and the mic stand for this thing is terrible. So one thing that people find funny is that I have to hold the mic to record. Or I physically hold it in my hand while I'm recording. But I didn't know I thought when people did ramble faps and they had this type of thing, I was like, clearly they just hold it. So I went through the whole audio holding the mic in one hand
Oh, and taking
and
care
doing
of
stuff with the
business in the
other.
other? Okay.
So that's why that audio sounds very shaky.
Have you upgraded since then and bought a better stand for it?
It does have a stand that at least functions now, yes.
Okay, very good, very good. I can't imagine doing. Well, having said that, I think I did my first one, and I had my phone on my chest, so
Yeah,
hands
I think a
free,
lot of
but
people do it
still
like that.
very, very close up in.
Yeah,
Just goodness
so it'll
me.
be on their chest or by their side, and you'll hear the fan and you'll hear the dog.
Logistics, right? Logistics.
Yeah.
Were you nervous to post that first audio?
Oh, so nervous. Mostly because, one, because I didn't know if people would like my voice. I was specifically told by friends that I didn't have the voice for this. So
They
they
actually
can.
said, yeah, no, that's not
Yeah,
for
well,
you.
because I asked them, I was like, do you think I could do like vocal stuff and do you think like my voice could be like sexy? And they were like, nah. I was like, okay, I'd rather them be honest than
Well,
not.
yeah, this is it. And you just thought, I'm gonna do it anyway?
Yeah, like I was just scared of like getting tags wrong.
Oh,
Because
okay.
I am very forgetful. So I was like, I
Okay.
quadruple checked everything. I was like, do I have all the tags? Is there any links that are bad?
Were you surprised at the response to your first few posts?
I definitely was. Like my first post was my ramble fap, which I mean it's a ramble fap, it did well. But my second post was like my first original content piece.
Yeah.
And both of those audios, I think the male for male version I had on GWA Gay is in one of the top posts now.
Oh,
Like one
wow.
of the top 10 posts of all
Wow.
time. So,
Well, look at you go. That's
okay.
awesome. Okay.
Yes, it's clearly
People like
someone
my,
like that.
I think we can say people like your voice.
Yeah, I guess
Yeah.
so.
Okay. So you did that sort of spur you on to think, well, yeah, I am gonna I'm gonna keep doing this. And so what is your motivation for recording and sharing that? Are you wanting to give back to the community, or is it a creative outlet for you? Is it a sexual outlet for you, or
I think a little bit of all three. I definitely
yeah.
started it off just because I wanted to see if I could even do something like this, like not even necessarily in a sexual way, but like if people thought my voice was good.
Yeah, okay.
So I kind of went into it with that, and then I got positive feedback, and I was like, I guess I'll keep going with it, and it just kept going and going and going, and
Brilliant.
haven't stopped since.
Fantastic. So July last year through to now, when you first posted, were you primarily posting on GWA Gay?
So I think from the very beginning I posted on both. I think
Okay.
the actually I don't even think I knew there was a GWA Gay until after I posted the Ramble Fab.
Okay.
Yeah, because I
Yeah.
remember going through and seeing like, oh, there's gay content on here too. I didn't even notice that. And then
Okay.
I went ahead and checked and I was like, oh, it's here too.
Brilliant. Brilliant, right? So is that where do you cater for, or do you have that audience in mind, gay audience, and whoever identifies with that, with your content? Yeah.
Yeah, because I try to usually with my posting schedule, I'll try to do like one male for male audio and then one male for female. And then obviously I want to make my content as inclusive as possible. So I try to throw in, male for anys, trans male, trans female, and B. I haven't done as many for like the other audience too much, but I definitely want to do more in the future.
Can you tell me, because I, like I said, I don't have any experience or much experience in the on GWA Gay. Do you find a different response from a male identifying audience?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I
How would
feel like
that
for the
differ from
most part,
GWA?
I don't know. It's a lot more, I guess, heartwarming for me just
Oh,
because, it is like more of a minority, so to speak,
yeah.
like being gay and classifying as
Yeah.
gay. So a
Yeah.
lot of the people who do end up like messaging usually are talking about like how it feels nice to actually have people representing and
Yes.
Showing and giving love to them because
Yeah.
even if you go on like a big porn site or something and you look for gay content, there isn't that much. And a lot of
Oh,
it
in
is,
comparison, yeah.
yeah, in comparison for sure. Yeah.
I find that
Like,
with the Sapphic community, there is, being a smaller community, there is I don't know, I think heartfelt is a very good way to describe it. I find, yeah, I feel embraced, I guess, within that community, and it's very genuine. It's
Oh, yeah.
being that smaller community, I guess I'm not one of, 800 plus thousand
Yeah.
within that sphere. So I'm glad you've had that sort of
Also,
experience.
GWA Gay, going from that to GWA, like posting on GWA Gay, it's like I'll post and I'll be like one of the three posts of the day versus
Yeah.
Gone Wild Audio. I post and an hour later, I can't find mine.
This is like, we're upwards of 40 a day, right? So
Yeah, because like there's like probably like 20 times the amount of viewers on Gone Wild Audio than Gone Wild
right.
Audio Gay.
With that, with the content that you create, have you found, since becoming a creator and posting and sharing, has your, for want of a better term, repertoire or range in types of content that you record, has that expanded, or have you discovered new kinks or genres or scenarios that
Definitely.
appeal?
Yeah, because like I started off with the intention of being a primarily like a sub recorder, like a male sub, just because one, I like that stuff. Like I am a switch at heart, but I enjoy that stuff a lot, and I will preach about it to this day. There aren't enough M-Sub. Male subs. There aren't enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I personally appreciate M-Sub. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're expanding into that, or you have just that's so what I you're creating because that's what you wanted?
I started off with male sub, and then I discovered male dom, and I was like, I don't know if people like this, because I have a more like I like to usually push my voice like higher more than I do deeper.
Okay.
So when I do like male dom type stuff, it's usually me talking in like my normal tone. Uh-huh. And I was like, I don't know if people would like that, but it's done well. So
the people like doing, listened like and the people like.
Yeah. Like I like all types of stuff.
Right. I'm wondering then, with your content, is it improvise, is it script fills, is it original content? Like, for you, what works for you? What's your process?
I'd say for the most part, original content, improv. But I have done my fair share of script fills.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, not in more recent times. Like, I think the last one I did was probably a month or two ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you like I primarily do, I'd say 99% of my content is script fills. That's publicly available. Is it something that do you actively look for a script, or you just see an offer out there and just go, oh, that looks kind of floating my boat? That'll work.
Yeah, every other like couple of days, I'll just scroll through like Gumball, Audible, and all that stuff, and just try to find something that piques my interest. But for me, I usually just like, I will take like, you know, like I'll see a tag that I like, and I'm like, oh, I could put that in an improv. And usually that's what I tend to do. Kind of like look through it. And if there is a script that I really like, and this goes for everyone, be sure that you tell the person if mm-hmm. you're going to do something with their script, because that's just nice.
Yeah. Let's be decent. Let's acknowledge the people who created the content that you record. And
for
the
most part,
for the most part, people do. But you know, you get your occasional ones that you know misappropriate other people's content. That's a whole nother episode. don't worry, people. It's something that I am across, and I am considering that hot button topic. So that aside, with your process, and so you're saying how often are you posting?
I tend to post on specifically Gumwild Audio and GWAG twice a week.
Okay. So you're recording. What does your recording setup look like? You mentioned you've got a Zoom recorder on a stand now. Yay.
I'm in my room. Laptop goes on the bed.
Yeah.
I have my USB mic, and I either hold it, put it on my stand, and that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, actually, I might have a chat with you after this about the setup for that, because that's something I'm just trying to get my head around at the moment with my with my mic. But yes. Okay. So that works for you. And do people in your real life, other than your friends who initially went, obviously your dad knows, but do other, are you fairly sort of open and
very open about it? Everyone knows.
Fantastic. I love that, because I know that's not an option for, even if people want to, it's not always an option that could have a negative
impact. I always feel bad about that.
Yeah, I feel quite sort of privileged in a way to be able to share and be an advocate. Well, I'd like to be an advocate for the space. Has it been received positively by people you've shared with?
I mean, a lot of people kind of don't get it until you just like, because usually what I'll start off with is, oh, I make audio content. They're like, oh, like YouTube videos? And I'm like, no. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, do you make like live streams? I'm like, no. And then I usually hit them with a high-pitched moan. They're like, oh, okay.
So that's what I like that flat denial. It's like, no.
Yeah,
no. As in, keep going. As in,
yeah, keep going. Yeah. You'll get there soon.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, just that. I like that. So, and are they surprised?
My dad definitely was. My mom was, she's a very concerned person. So she was just kind of like, make sure you don't get scammed. And I was like, how? No, I'm not going to get scammed.
Yeah. Oh, bless. Well, that's mom's jobs too, you know.
Yeah. But just for the most part, everyone's been positive. Like, a lot of people have a lot of questions about it. Like, you know, how does it work? How's the posting process? Where do you post it? Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because it is a process, right? It is quite involved. It's not not that I want to put anybody off if you're listening and thinking about doing it. It's once you get your head around it, it's doable and becomes pretty straightforward. But there are a few things you need to know, right?
Yeah, because like
Yeah.
it's daunting to think of for sure. Like, you got to have you everyone thinks I got to have a good I have a words.
That's
Let me try
good.
to slow down.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks you need to have like a really good mic, you need to have like a really good audio editing software. It's like, no.
Nah, nah.
I mean, the mic that I have is good. Like it's a good quality mic, but
Yeah.
you just get Audacity and you kind of learn a few things.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
It really isn't.
Yeah,
It
it
really isn't.
sounds so hard and I was so scared
Yeah.
and I still don't know a lot of stuff about
Yeah.
a lot of stuff, but I am
You're
learning.
still doing it,
Yeah.
it's obviously, and I have mentioned this a handful of times before. The very first creator I listened to only ever recorded on their phone, created over 300 audios in 18 months, edited on a
Holy.
free app on, oh, I don't know whether they were specifically on their phone editing, but just, I don't think so actually, but it's doable. You don't need a whole lot of equipment, and to listen to them today, which I still do. They've since left the space, but you wouldn't. They were just that. It was that good.
Yeah, it's
So,
like you could have the best equipment in the world, but if you don't have the right room, the right setup, it's still going to sound like crap.
yeah. So work with what you got, people. It's very accessible.
We believe in
Is it?
you.
Yeah. You can do it. We will listen. Don't worry. We will.
Oh, we will listen.
And don't you find? And I'm so glad you persevered with it because look at where you are now. If you'd listened to your friends who went, yeah, nah. No, you shouldn't, or you
Yeah,
don't,
exactly.
that you wouldn't be where you are now. So because I don't like the sound of my own voice, and I know my accent is, well, accent, what accent? I don't have an accent. Everyone else does. But it is a point of difference. It's something that I've learned to embrace, but it just constantly illustrates to me that everybody has their own flavor, right? And I
Exactly.
know I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but for a handful of people, my voice is. So I was like, here I am. I'm here for it. So with regards to that, once you sort of gained, like, I'm assuming a little bit of a followership, and have you sort of evolved since then? How has your journey been, and what, I don't know, for want of a better term rather than progress, how has it evolved over the past, what are we coming up, 10 months almost? Yeah.
Yeah, roughly. That is crazy to think of. Just like trying to do better and bigger stuff, trying to keep creative,
Yeah.
trying to, push things forward, like start up a little YouTube here and there,
Oh yeah.
think of stuff to do to involve the community more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a YouTube account, right? Sorry, channel. What else, where else could people find your content?
I do have a Patreon
Oh,
as well.
cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's exciting. How's that going for you?
That's going lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
past 2 months it has blown up.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so
Yeah.
glad to hear that, AK.
Thank you.
I'm real, that's really good. So, and that sort of reiterates to me, I hope it does to you, that just like if you'd listened to those people back then, meh, it's like, how do you like me now? Kind
I
of
think if
thing.
there's one thing I've learned in the past 2 years,
Yeah.
don't listen to what other people say.
Yeah.
Like, or at least take things with a little grain of salt. Because, like,
Yeah.
maybe there are things that you feel like you can do that maybe it won't work out. But at the end of the day, try something,
Yeah.
Like, why not try something?
Yeah. And look, if you don't like it, delete it. Doesn't matter. It was,
Yeah, exactly.
it was, yeah, it doesn't matter. How have you found your interactions with listeners, or how have you found, like, have you had to set sort of boundaries and limits with people wanting to engage with you?
For the most part, no. Like,
Okay.
obviously, a few bad eggs here and there, but for the most part, it's more just like very casual, very like cutesy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just people being very nice and respectful for the most part. And I hope it stays that way because I'd love to be able to keep DMs open and keep talking to people, but
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, it's constantly evolving, isn't it?
Yeah.
The space, but I guess as your listenership or your followership expands potentially, particularly with you're monetizing content, yeah, it can become, I don't know, hopefully not overwhelming, but the necessity to manage and prioritize interactions and and the limits that come with them, almost on a logistical basis, I would imagine too. Having the energy and the time to, like, I get messages fairly regularly, and I and comments. Like, I like to reply to every comment.
Same here.
Because I just think, well, that's so kind that you took the time out and generous that you took time out to make a comment on something I created. That's
Yeah.
thanks. Thanks. Thanks for
Thank you.
listening. In the is there anything that you've seen or listened to or sort of scrolled by and just went, "Ooh, I want to have a go at that," or "Ooh, I don't know about that," or "Yeah, I want to explore that further."
Could you like elaborate on that a little bit more, sorry?
In that, have you seen any tags or any subject matters, or we talked about sort of expanding your repertoire from MSub. Is there anything specific, any tags that you haven't explored that you would like to?
I'd like to get more into like the I guess like BDSM bondage dynamic a little bit more. I've
Yeah.
done a little bit of it, but I guess I've just realized a little bit more that I find it interesting for sure. Like
Yeah.
I've never done anything like that, and I just think it's like kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. I like
That could be quite fascinating. That's quite a Pandora's box in itself, isn't it? It's like, well,
Oh yeah, for sure.
there's four letters. Let's
Yeah.
explore.
Like that what's it called too? What's public play is exhibitionism?
Exhibitionism.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. I find that stuff cool too. Like making content with that, because it not only does it allow me to explore like more kinks and more things to think about, it's fun to play with SFX and stuff like that too.
Ah, well, that was actually something I did want to ask with regards to editing. You mentioned that you kind of you do it. How sort of intensive is that for you? What sort of level is it? Is it something that you're learning as you go?
Yeah, for sure. Learning. Like I have never done any editing at all before starting to do this. So it was like turning on Audacity and looking at all that. It's like opening like a Google Doc for the first time, being, what are all these buttons? What do all these things mean?
The
But you
interface is
slowly,
oof, yeah.
you slowly get to learn. You're like, oh, well, this thing right here, if I drag on this thing makes the audio a little bit less loud, and this one will remove peaks. Oh, would you look at that? I can click on this thing and it sounds like I'm talking through a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, it's some great effects, right? In there's so much manipulation that can be done. I don't edit I was going to say at all, but I do for paid content and for collaborations, but generally not. It's just record, save, upload, because I did find I found the whole editing concept very overwhelming. And you talked about sort of the techie side of setting up your Blue Yeti. I was very fortunate. I had a very generous friend in the space, an audio editor who sort of was very, very patient with me and helped me set mine up. It was like, I can't see it. It's not making any sound. It's not connected. How do I make it work? So I got, yeah, quite, gosh, they were patient. I owe them a lot. But yes, I have a Blue Yeti X that I have fixed in my wardrobe, and now the field recorder. I like that. In terms of exhibitionism, I'm wondering then, would you record elsewhere other than in your bedroom, seeing as you have this portability?
I have not thought about that. Perhaps stay tuned.
Well, that's what I wanted. I wanted something that I could take out. Like I said, take to my bedroom, or take to my, because it's not my bedroom, take to my bathroom and let's have a bath, or let's go for a drive, or
I'd definitely be more willing to do that. like maybe once I moved out of my house, because I do still live in like my family home.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are people around, and
Yeah. Me.
I
How
already have.
rude. Don't they know? Don't they know what we're doing? Don't they know we need to record this
Like, come
stuff?
on, this is my job.
Oh, with that said, is it actually? Are
It is
you?
my only job.
Is it? Wow. Okay. So this is your livelihood. All right. So hang on. Let's go back to what you've got. Patreon, because we need to get this out there. Oh, so you do commissions as well, I'm seeing here.
I do commissions, yeah.
Ooh, fantastic. That's great. So I can link everything for you on the Get In My Ears
That'd be
subreddit.
greatly
But
appreciated.
oh,
Thank
of
you.
course, no, it's the least I can do because I'm here to profile and give as much exposure as we possibly can. So Patreon, I'm just having a look at your links here. Oh, you've got a wish list, great. YouTube, Twitter, commissions, PayPal. Oh, you got
I
a
haven't posted on
server.
the YouTube as
Yeah.
much as I'd like to lately, but it will be coming back. I've just been like honestly, I've been waiting to get a better position to get a thumbnail person in place.
Yeah, I keep hearing that's the way to go.
And also I really, really want to, once I'm like a little bit more stable with money and all that, I want to just 100% give back to,
Oh, that's
communities in
very kind of you.
general, like artwork and probably other BAs and stuff too.
I was going to say I am looking for somebody too, but I'm not. I'm still sort of discovering YouTube. I only very newly have a little YouTube channel, so it's all quite. What am I doing?
Yeah, my YouTube thumbnails are ugly.
Oh, well, that's exciting though. So you've got all your links there from a couple of weeks ago. You posted. That's great. You have a Ko-fi, and you've got a Discord server. Fantastic. Okay. All right. Right. Okay. Yep. We can link all of that for sure.
Thank you.
In terms of that. Okay. Have you ever sort of thought about, or have you collaborated with any other creators in the space?
I have done one collab so far. I've had
Yeah.
like little like peer-ins from other people who've done like little bits of vocals for me, but I
Yeah.
have done one collab.
Is that something you'd be interested in doing and exploring a little bit?
Like more collabs in the future?
Yeah, yeah,
100%.
yeah, yeah. I think there's it seems to be the, and I know these things sort of come and go and with trends and that sort of thing. But talk about bang for buck. More than one, voice
Yeah,
actor
exactly.
in an audio is like
It
whoa,
allows you to do a
yeah.
lot of stuff. I've definitely thought about doing collabs. I get a bit overwhelmed because obviously the whole I have a posting schedule and then like
Yeah.
having to keep up with everything. So it'd probably be something I'd have like in the back if I were
Sure.
to do it. So yeah,
Yeah.
something like that.
Yeah. Can you tell me, is that are collabs I don't want to say prevalent, but and there must be some collaborations on GWA Gay?
There are from time to time, yeah.
Yeah.
Like not all the time. There actually was a post on it the other day from
Yeah.
a good buddy of mine, Fun Size for Audible, I believe is their tag.
Oh, I've
And they're
seen
trying
their name recently. Yes, okay.
they're doing like a very, very large scale audio, like I think it's like alpha, omega, like beta type of thing. They're looking for a lot of VAs for it. Lots of male lads.
And it's male for male?
I believe it's like male for any, I think.
For that, I think I saw that actually.
It might be for male or for any. I
Fun
don't quite
size.
remember.
Fun sized order, what a great name. What a great or, pff, that's a, yeah, that's a fun name. That's brilliant. Yeah, okay. So in terms of 4M for GWA Gay, perhaps not as prevalent as it you might see on
Also, there was
GWA.
that big post that went around. That was the
Isn't there a big
oh, what
zombie
was it
one or
called?
something going around at the moment? I don't know.
I think there is. Yeah, I saw that, but there was a big post. I forget. Is it Reader 7? I think made a
Oh,
huge collaboration. Just like the good boy, good girl thing.
I was fortunate enough to be involved in that,
Me
and I'm
too.
in doing the have made a contribution to the latest one that Reeds is has put forth to the community. Are you involved in that one, the Come For Me collab?
I am going to be recording it probably tomorrow, my collab.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah.
Get amongst it, I reckon. Just the more the merrier, clearly. Very
That's
merry.
it's fun.
It is so much fun. Do you have much interaction with other creators in this space, and into not just for collaborations, but just to, hey, how you doing? You know, this is what I'm doing. What are you working on? Sort of thing, or for support or encouragement?
I for sure want to do that more in the future. Like I have not talked too much with too many creators, mostly just because I am like I'm kind of just in my space.
I understand that.
I like to chill, but like I do have a couple of people I talk to every now and again, just casually, but for the most part, not too many, no.
It's look, it can be overwhelming, but I also find the I don't know, it can be quite isolating as well, being a creator, and you know, you're the one in your room doing your thing into the mic, and then you know, that's it, out it goes. And yeah, I gotta wonder, you know.
It is a little bit I don't know what the word would be, like frightening, but just being a more younger folk. I am only 20, and there are a lot of people who are like very much older. So sometimes I'm like, I might come off as a little, youngin'.
You think?
A little bit sometimes, yeah.
That's interesting. I am clearly not a 20 something. but I sometimes I'm really surprised at the manner and the presentation of folks that, you know, when I've got no idea of their age, I just think, you're what? You're 55? What? You know, or just like you're 19? What? sort of thing. It's
Very big dips.
like, there is, right? There's such a range. And I love
Especially
the
with voices
anonymity of
too.
it.
It is a little bit harder to tell sometimes. These young bucks with these super deep voices that are like 22, and then you'll have, people who are like 52-year-olds, and you're like, I
It's
thought
like,
you were like 23.
exactly. It's like, you are not what?
No, he's
You're like,
lying.
I'm gonna need to see your birth certificate. No, just like, there's another creator on here who I kind of joke about that, you know, I'm fairly certain that their parents only gave them a birthday every second year, and that they are actually 40 something instead of being 20 something, because the sound of their voice is like, what? That doesn't compute, in my brain. I can't wrap my head around it. But also, I have a little bit of a thing that, you know, if you are young enough to you know, to be a child of mine, I cannot listen to you. I can't. It's like, nope. Oh,
I feel
everything
that.
gets a little bit nope. But also, what surprises me about that sort of thing is, and I might be generalizing this, I did listen to a creator who at the time was 18, who was doing a daddy, because I'm such a I'm so here for the daddy little girl, DDLG tag. So I listened, and I was like, oh my God, that's really good. Who are you? And then when I discovered they were 18, I went,
Is
no.
baby.
Oh, baby boy, no. Just like, you sound amazing,
I have
but
been
no.
asked to do that stuff a lot too, and I'm
Have
like, I don't
you?
know if I have the voice for that, but I think it's just because people enjoy the tag so much. Like maybe more so just like the dynamic rather than the voice for a lot of people.
The
Because
role
like I
play
don't
of
know,
it all?
like I can get my voice like a bit deeper, but usually when I do that, I'm like, oh, I sound stinky. Like, oh, I don't like it.
Like, no, this is not good, not good.
Yeah, no.
Isn't
I do
that?
love playing with my voice though.
Well, actually, I have to tell you, I listened, okay, yesterday to your latest post. I was like, okay, there's some range there. I hear it. Just
Whoop.
like, that's very fun.
Yeah,
Very fun.
I do love moving my voice everywhere.
Don't you just? And how, like, that's a I've not really heard a not a style, but you know, that the what was it? Was it early morning cuddle? I think it might have been.
Early
No,
morning cuddles suck.
yeah, not that one. It was something else. I think you were cooking in a kitchen. I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think it might be in one of my SFW audios.
May yes, quite possibly. But yes, I was like, oh yeah, wow, this is cool. And it was engaging, is what I, I was just like, I what? His it wasn't your typical sort of like, hey, how you doing? It really was
Hello there.
a presentation of a scene. You really created a scene, not just like, okay, it's sex time. Let's get it on,
Oh man, I made muffins. Now we fuck. Mm-hmm.
Come here, muffin.
Yeah.
Just that's cool. Yeah. Oh, so with that, how are you looking to? I'm wondering with your content. I think about tags that, we talked about tags that you like and that you record and content. Are there any limits on what you record, like that, tags that you will not
Oh,
sort of,
100%.
yeah?
Yeah. Big ones for me are big ol' R word.
Yep.
Anything to do with incest, really. Like I don't mind like DDLG and like DDLB type of stuff, but it for me it ends at like the name play. Personally.
How do you mean
So
that play? Sorry,
like
you need
calling
to
someone
school
like
me.
daddy, little
Okay.
girl, baby boy, like it goes there and it doesn't go past that.
Okay. Right. So it's
Yeah,
very
stuff like that,
strictly,
like
very strictly role
water
play.
sports,
Yeah,
not
it's
my
a no.
thing. Other than that, like anything I guess involving like harm would be a big thing, and slurs, you know.
I'm yeah I've humiliation I can't do for me, degradation to an extent, but always with that underlying, there's
Praise.
oh God, bring on the praise. Yes,
Mm-hmm.
yeah, absolutely, there's that's got to be there. But yeah, okay, interesting. Has your own content that you consume, has that changed at all? Are you in terms of what you're choosing to listen to, and in actual fact, are you listening to the same amount of content that you did prior to recording?
Definitely not.
Right, I'm
Yeah.
the same.
I feel like what happens with that is just like you're consuming what you make, and therefore, like, I don't know, maybe it's like your brain thinks like I'm on the job still. Yeah, I have no idea what it is, but like I still do consume content every now and again, but like it's not on the like because like I wasn't like, doing stuff all the time. Like I was going on GWA constantly just like I wanted to see new artists, I wanted to see new creators, I wanted to see what was going on. But now it's like usually when I'm scrolling, I'm like, oh, I know that person. I give like, I'll keep scrolling.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I'm kind of the same too. I don't listen as much as
Yeah,
maybe
also,
two or three. Yeah, go on.
yeah, I think it might be too like, what if I end up working with this person in the future?
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't think it would like affect me much if I did think that way, but it's just like a bit in my brain, I'm like, I don't want to talk to a person I just cranked it to.
This is how old I am. I've not heard that term before, and I fucking love it. That's oh God, I have to take my glasses off because I'm crying. That's brilliant. Do I really want to have a chat with that person? Just like, hey, how you doing? So I jacked off to your content.
Yeah, like so like 20 minutes ago, get this. That audio post, it's so good.
No, you don't understand. So good.
So
Just
good.
So, what are you recording next? Oh
You
my
need like
goodness.
beta testers or anything? Like that was really good.
You're killing me. That's great. That's so good. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Now I've lost my train of thought. I don't know where I was going. Cranked it. Sorry,
Oh,
I'll
we were
regain
talking
myself.
about yeah, we were talking about creators, and we were talking about like talking with like the sphere, I think.
No, I've lost it. I've lost it completely. I'm actually going to write that down because what I do occasionally is I keep notes on Oh no, just funny shit people say, and that's going in that list. because I like it. Just like, no, that was really good. So good.
So good.
okay, where's my list? Hang on. I do actually have a list because this is how not professional I am. Real life. We've talked about your real life. Oh, tell me about the whole when you post something, how do you gauge its for want of a better term, its level of success? Is it the upvotes? Is it the comments? Is it the playlist? Do you look at the numbers, or are you just like, you know what? It's out there. It's go and be with the audio gods. How does that work for you?
I mean, I definitely look at the numbers for sure. I usually gauge it on like definitely upvotes, I think is a good way to tell because like if something gets upvoted more, it's like more people liked it, and I love that. Comments for sure. I usually look at comments more on GWA rather than GWAG because I feel like the folks over at GWAG are more prone to not commenting, which is all, but it's valid. You don't gotta talk, but I just like I like interacting with people. I like all that, and then usually it's like the play count I get on like whatever audio hosting site, be it like Soundgasm, Eurocast, whatnot.
So with that, does that sort of determine, if something does really well, does that determine what you sort of go forward then and create?
Not really. No, like I know what I have posted that has done better than other stuff. Like for example, I know that my Ramble Faps will always not do as good as a fully fledged audio, but I just find Ramble Faps to be fun, and there
Ah,
are still
so
people
much
who
fun.
enjoy them. It's
Yeah,
like
so much fun.
just because I know that a large majority of my audience isn't like trans males doesn't mean I'm not going to make trans males audios once in a while because everyone deserves love.
Yeah, that's
And everyone
right.
has different kinks and things that they like. So just because I make, I don't know, a super heavy rope play audio that 90% of my viewer base not like might not like. I mean, I enjoyed making it. It was fun for me to make an edit, and I'm gonna still post it.
And I guess that's what you come back to, always need to come back to. What is your motivation for
Yeah,
doing
exactly.
this?
It's like I make stuff for my people who listen, but also I make stuff that's gonna make me have fun.
And
Because you can
now,
tell, especially in this field with talking and all that, you can kind of tell when someone's not into something.
I do. Oh gosh, I do wonder about that. Because I don't consume so much anymore, I really need. I'm really, really particular about who I do choose to put in my ears, because it needs to be the real deal. I'm not here, and I know some creators are performers. In essence, actual voice actors, and fantastic. That's great. But I need a personal connection with what someone's delivering, with what, that I need that genuine, authentic, like a little bit of essence of them, that person behind the username in it to be fully immersed. For you, when you do find time to actually, well, I'm not going to say it. Yeah, I am. No, I'm not. You know what I'm thinking.
Say it. Say it. You have to say it.
I have to say it now. So when you do find time to crank it, I just
Yep.
can't believe that
When I
just came
crank
out of my not 20-something mouth. just when you
it.
do find some alone time or whatever time, which, look, if you want to do it with friends, whatever, but some taking care of business time. Is it a, I wonder, is it challenging for you to sort of get out of your sort of creator mind and really just immerse into an audio?
Not
Like, are you
really,
listening
no.
to the production quality, or are you,
I listen to a wide range of stuff. Like I'll listen to, like the big dogs who are much, much larger than me, and I'll listen to newer creators, and I'll listen to all in between because to me, at the end of the day, I just find voices lovely, and that's what I'm there for, Like I think SFX and stuff and doing all, like the bonus stuff is amazing. I do it too because I think it just adds that extra level of depth. But there's just something really, really like sweet and nice about just listening to like a very raw audio. No, it's like I find those to be just as good. Like they're different and they have their own place, but like a 15-minute slow burn, super like crazy in-depth audio is, it should be on the same level and still be okay to love both as much as like a 10-minute ramble fap.
Just if you want to be
Yeah, because
teleported
sometimes
somewhere,
you don't got 15 minutes
well, this is
to.
it. This is exactly it. This is why I started like ages ago, not long after I started posting, I put the time on it, the length, the duration, on in the title, just so if you got 5 minutes, I got you. If you got 55 minutes, I got you. This is what this one's going to be. But do you keep? Do you have your own? And I'm not asking to sort of shout out, but do you have, your go-tos, your favorites that, when the content of theirs comes up, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna save that for later.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Do you listen to, I have a thing about listening to verification audios. I know I'm not alone in that. Are you sort of constantly sort of seeking out new voices, new creators?
Every once in a while, yeah. Like if usually if it's like a username piques my interest, but once in a while I'll just like scroll through and like literally click on every single audio just to like, because I like to see what, people are saying.
Oh, I hadn't thought
Because at the
about
end of the
doing it
day,
that way.
it is my sphere. This do be where I reside.
And gosh, there seems to be such a massive, not massive, maybe there's certainly a turnover in new creators coming, older creators, just drifting out of the sphere. It does seem to, there seems to be a flow sort of going on, and I love that people are finding the confidence to do this. Has this in your real life, has this, and not to say that you were lacking in confidence, but has that boosted it for you, or has it, has it changed your own perception of yourself potentially?
100%. Yeah, like these this past year has been like, it
A lot of
sounds cheesy, but
growth.
life-changing.
Yeah, a lot of growth, right?
Yeah, like so much for me. Like I was the type to like I knew I had something with my voice because like I ever since I was like 4, I was doing impressions and doing stuff with my voice. So like I always knew I wanted to do something with it.
Right. Well, that
But
makes
like
complete sense with what I just
yeah.
listened to yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, I like to, go from here and they go, "Oh my God, go all the way down."
Right. So yeah, but a lot of growth, right? And that, like I
Yeah.
have certainly in the last 18 months to 2 years, just it's I said many a times that it was like a renaissance for me to when I first discovered erotic audio, and it has changed. It changed my life. It literally changed my life. And sometimes not for the best, but for but I've sort of balanced that out much
There'll
more.
always be some rough patches.
Have you experienced anything like that, and just had to, like I know a lot of VAs when they first start, I was just like, oh, got to record, got to record, got to post, got to record, got to post. Was that your experience, or have you always been fairly sort of tempered with your creations?
I've stayed pretty much to the exact same schedule, like throughout posting usually. Like I had to take a forced break. I think it was in November because I had this like pain or whatever. And then other than that, just like this month has been like a little slow because people won't get out of my house, so I can't record.
God damn it. Don't they know? Don't they know you got stuff to do?
Well, hey, yeah, spring break and all that. People don't go to school. People get to stay home. Yada yada.
Rude. Okay. All right. Well, that's really good, actually. What have you learnt from the space that, say in these last 10 months that you didn't know about in the beginning, and if you were to tell a new creator now, is there any particular advice that you would give to them, or I don't know, anything that you would change knowing what you know now this far in, and having evolved this far?
Definitely come in with the mindset that like it is fun. Like it is fun to do this stuff. Like you don't have to, because usually when people come in and they listen to, the big dogs, the long, like crazy SFX audios. Like you don't need to do that at the start. Especially like coming in like I did, You couldn't have even told me what the hell an SFX was.
Yeah.
I'd be like, SFX, what does that stand for?
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you come in, you learn some stuff. Definitely, I think a really good tip that I have learned is to get your voice in a good spot. Record yourself doing crazy shit at the start. Like, just
Right.
go bananas. Like, get some craziness out, and then bring your voice down to where you want it to be.
Is
And
this
that has helped me.
each time before you record, or just?
Every
Oh,
time before I
okay.
record,
You do like a little
I
warm-up
take the voice
situation.
that I want, and then I just like I go over the top first, and like I'll yell a little bit, I'll go over the top, I'll try to like make sure to get peaks in there, go crazy, and then you just bring it down. Like, you keep doing it, like maybe like a couple of the first lines, you just keep bringing it down till you get it where you want to be.
Okay, so a little bit of vocal gymnastics for as a warm-up.
Yeah, and that's like the fun,
Do you have a
the
vocal
little.
background at all, aside from, singing? Do you have like sort of, I don't know, choir experience or
Nada.
anything like that? No?
No, I would have
No.
taken drama in school, but my school didn't have a drama class.
Okay, shame. Well, here's your moment.
Yeah, exactly.
This
This
is
is like
your
my dream come
moment.
true. It's like,
And to,
wow.
potentially make a living from it and, make strides towards it becoming your livelihood. That's
Yeah.
how wonderful. Could you imagine if you had drama at school? Good Lord.
Yep.
Anyway, we're here now. We're doing this now.
Yeah.
Who's to know where you'll be in, who knows, 6 months, a year.
Yeah.
Either way, it's been very lovely to chat with you. I'm really excited to see where you go. I love watching people's journey. Like I quietly sort of lurk in the background of a few, I don't know, quite a few people, but I really enjoy watching the development and the evolution of creators, particularly those who are doing it as partly as a creative outlet,
Yeah.
because that's the journey,
Yeah, I
right?
think
The journey home.
coming into it like expecting to come out with something is never the way to go.
Very
Yeah.
true. Very true.
Yeah, like I came into this being like, I'm gonna post like three audios, no one's gonna like it, I'm gonna leave. But then I posted three audios and people liked it, so I'm like, I'm gonna make three more. And then I made 12, and then I made whatever, and then I've like I'm pretty sure at this point I've made over 100.
Fantastic. Oh, okay. Wow. How exciting. It's only the beginning, right?
Yeah,
It's
it's
only
not
the
even been a year yet.
beginning. And you know what? I'm fully expecting to hear something outdoors. Can I just say, now you have Mike Can Travel. We need to mix it up some, okay?
Yeah.
Just maybe take it out of the bedroom potentially with that little Zoom recorder.
Yeah.
Why not? Talk about
Why not?
exhibitionism.
Yeah, exactly. Go have some fun outside.
And do that thing that we mentioned before. No, be safe, people. Be safe. I'm not
Don't crank it
advocating for
outside in
that.
public. Don't do that.
Don't get caught, is
Yeah,
what it
just
is.
because we do it in the audio doesn't mean you should do it in real life. Don't go into the Walmart bathroom and do weird stuff. Please.
I had a listener comment on one of mine just saying,
Oh, Lord.
well, I was doing night fill at Walmart, literally at Walmart. I was doing night fills at Walmart, and there was a cleanup in aisle three.
I love that. I love that so much. I love getting goofy comments. I got a comment on one audio, had me dying for a week. Person just commented like, "Damn, you made me choke on my fried asparagus, bro." It's like, oh, sorry. I didn't mean it.
R.I.P. asparagus.
Yeah, goodbye.
Oh my goodness, it's all good fun. It's all good fun, right?
Yeah.
Either way. Oh well, thank you, AK, for joining me in the wardrobe.
Thanks for having me.
My goodness, it's warm up in here. But yes, I have made note of the crank and the cranking and the cranked and.
I'll be sure to add that new audio for you.
If I see a tag of yours, crank, I'm gonna lose my mind.
I'm gonna re-listen to this whole podcast and every joke I can think of from it, I'm gonna put it in audio just for you.
I'ma crank it.
We talked about muffins, we're gonna get some muffin top in the kitchen. We're gonna crank it.
Oh my goodness, I need water now.
Right.
Oh, thank you so much, AK. This has just been delightful. I love to have a laugh. I don't know if some people may know that. But this has been heaps of fun. And oh gosh, let's see where the journey of AK continues moving forward. So,
Yeah, I hope your
AK,
journey goes well too.
thank you very much. I'm loving it so far. So yeah, it's
Yeah, thank you
as
very
long as
much for
I'm loving it.
having me.
You're very welcome. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.